May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 377. My soul, take courage from the Lord. Believe and plead his holy word. To him alone do thou complain, nor shalt thou seek his face in vain. 377.
Thank you. read from the Word of God, from the prophecy of Isaiah, reading from chapter 43, beginning at verse 18 to the end, and then the first 8 verses of chapter 44. Prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 43, beginning to read from verse 18 to the end, and then the first 8 verses in chapter 44. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. Yet now hear, O Jacob my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord, that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob my servant, and thou Jeshurun whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who as I shall call, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. May the Lord bless that portion of his word of truth to us. Help us to seek him at the throne of grace. O Lord, our God, prepare our hearts to approach unto thee. Oh, may they be so fitly framed, Lord, to seek thee and to serve thee, and with the heart that thou wilt look upon, take notice of the poor, the contrite spirit, and our only plea before thee at the throne of grace, what Jesus hath done, his merits and his person, our only plea. Be pleased to hear us in our prayers and our petitions before thee. O Lord, we come before thee once again upon this evening sacrifice. We thank thee, Lord, for the opportunity again afforded unto us. Oh, but Lord, we do need the help and the anointing of thy Spirit to come upon us, or our worship indeed shall be in vain. But oh, we do come, Lord, and with the prayer of the Syro-Phoenician woman, and she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Oh, that would be the prayer of each one of us as we come into the pews of thy house, and the prayer of thy servant as he standeth forth in thy name. Oh, we need help, Lord, pulpit and pew, that thou wouldest be pleased to come to us, Lord. Lift up our hearts to thee in prayer and praise and worship, and bring us through thy Spirit, Lord, to hear thee and to seek a blessing at thy hand, Lord, a token for good. Oh, that was the mercy that Rahab the harlot desired, a token for good. Oh, she could not let the men of Israel depart without that token, the scarlet thread. Oh, the mercy. Oh, she looked to it, her faith was in it, that she would be saved in her house. Oh, Lord, we seek a token again. Confirm us in our faith, in our love. Confirm us again that we are thine, that thou art ours in ties of blood. Oh, we want to know again and again, Lord, in our poor souls, what thou hast done and wrought for us, thou hast done forever, Lord. Oh, we feel so much opposition within us, the old man of sin arising continually, Lord, and the continued sins and iniquities, besetting sins. Oh, Lord, thou knowest how that we feel them. Thou knowest how that they trouble us and burden our poor souls. Thou knowest how that they lay us low, Lord. But we do thank thee, Lord. Oh, that there is mercy with thee. Oh, we thank thee for that mercy in Jesus. The publican was brought to know and to seek for that mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And oh, the blessing came, waiting upon thee, calling upon thee. And his case was desperate, he was burdened, he could not as much as look up unto heaven, bowed down, smiting upon his breast, oh, the place of the trouble. Oh, Lord, he went to his house justified. We thank thee, Lord, that it is through thy blood and thy righteousness alone that thy people are justified. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, that thou art that one who showeth pity and compassion and mercy upon us, Lord. And oh, we thank thee that thou art always the same. same in thy love, same in thy grace, same in thy mercy towards us, Lord. For we are those, Lord, who feel indeed so opposite to that, so turned aside, those to brought indeed to feel and to know the solemn truth of a heart that is subject to vanity. But we thank thee, Lord, that thou art the same to thy people. Thy love is unchanging. Thy grace is all sufficient. And oh, we thank thee, Lord, that thy mercy endureth forever. Oh, bring us again, Lord, that we might partake of thy gospel grace. Oh, that there might be a feast of fat things for our poor souls, the granting to us Ruth's portion, Lord. Oh, do, Lord, bring us into the gospel field. Help us to reap, Lord, we pray thee. We're poor and needy and we're beggars, Lord. We're so dependent upon thee, Lord, to come and do these things for us, Lord. But, oh, thou art pleased, Lord, to come to the beggar, to come to the needy ones, to come to the helpless ones. Oh, their need is of thee. And thy handmaid Mary came to thee. Oh, she wanted more, Lord, than that bread that was natural and for her bodily sustenance. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth out of the mouth of the Lord shall man live. And thou didst give her her portion, Lord. And it was a living portion. And we pray for a living portion this evening hour. Oh, that thou wouldest be pleased to come in thy gospel grace. Feed our poor souls with spiritual meat and drink in Jesus. Give to us that real and true appetite, spiritual, for thyself. And oh, we do pray that we may partake of that true manna that did come down from heaven, even Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou wilt bless us, Lord, that we might be filled with thy goodness. For only thou satisfieth the longing soul and fillest the hungry soul with goodness. O Lord, do build us up, do edify us, Lord, in the gospel. O, do help us to grow in grace and knowledge of thee, Lord. Lift up our hearts above these inferior things, Lord, these things that hold us down here below. All these things that hinder, Lord, these things that hold us back, Lord, here below. And we have to confess, Lord, that many things come in and upon us and detain our hearts, Lord. And our hearts are turned away from that real employment in the Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that this may be a special time and season to draw near to us. A special visit, Lord. And Lord, that thou wilt grant to us a special word, Lord, a word for our souls, that our souls might live, have life, and have it more abundantly. For thou hast said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, let that be in our experience this evening hour. A way of salvation in Jesus. A way where our sins are pardoned. A way unto God the Father. A way unto heaven. And it is in the truth. And thou art the truth. Thou didst come to bear testimony of the truth. Thou didst show thyself to be truth. Thou didst, Lord, fulfill all that was spoken of thee by the prophets. And thou didst show thyself also at Calvary fulfilling all the types and shadows of worship. In thy sufferings and in thy death, the truth. And thou hast said that thou art truth. And O Lord, we do pray. And that truth, the truth that shall make us free, the truth that shall deliver us, the truth that shall bring peace and comfort to our souls. And thou art the life, oh, a life spiritual in Jesus, a life living by faith upon thee, a life, Lord, seeking thee in the means of grace, a life, Lord, spiritual, a new and a living way, a life in prayer, spiritual, a life seeking thee, a life desiring more and more visits from thee, to know and experience more of that love to sinners in our poor souls, to encourage us in our way and path. And thou, Lord, art that one who hath reconciled us unto God the Father. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord. Oh, do help us then to serve thee this evening hour. Oh, may our sacrifice be a most willing sacrifice as we come before thee. And be unto us, we pray thee, Lord, that one thing needful to our souls. And we do pray, Lord, then, and thank thee that thou dost look down upon us in all our need. Be with us in all our path, Lord, in all our concerns, in our lives, in our homes, and, Lord, in all the things that we shall be engaged in here below, Lord. O Lord, be thou in them all, Lord. Be in all our troubles, Lord. Be in all those things, Lord, that we cannot understand. Be in all those things, Lord, that are darkness to us at the present, Lord. Be in them, Lord, and reveal thyself to us, Lord, that thou art in them all, for gracious ends and purposes, Lord. Oh, for the greater revelation of thyself, Lord. We seek further confirmations, Lord, in our souls, that thou art with us in all these things. Be with us, Lord, in our businesses. Be with us, Lord, in our families, in our children, in every part and aspect of our lives, Lord. Be pleased to be with us. Be pleased to go before us in the way to lead us and to direct us. For thou hast promised that thou wilt guide thy people continually. And Lord, we do need to be guided. Oh Lord, help us to follow thee, Lord. Help us to follow thee according to all thy will concerning us, Lord. Thou knowest the things that are good for us, the things indeed that shall bring us, Lord, to serve thee and to follow thee aright. O Lord, do come to us. Do own us, Lord, in all our way and path. And so, Lord, be our guide all our journey through, Lord. Thou hast been with us thus far, Lord. And we can say, Lord, thou hast done all things well. We can say, who has been a God like unto thee, or there's been none like thee, Lord. Thou hast shown thy faithfulness. Thou hast shown thy goodness. Thou hast shown to us the riches of thy grace, thy loving kindnesses. Oh, thou art faithful, Lord. Oh, do Lord, we pray thee, help us to lean upon thee and to trust in thy great and holy name for everything, Lord. Leaning upon the rock Christ Jesus, trusting alone in his name, waiting upon thee, Lord, thy will concerning us, Lord, in every matter, Lord. And do give unto us that grace of patience, Lord. It isn't in us by nature, Lord, but we do need that grace of patience, Lord. Ye have need of patience. Thy servant Paul declareth to the church of the Hebrew Christians, ye have need of patience. And we need patience, Lord. They were persecuted, they were tried. And, O Lord, are we not ourselves often those in a path of trial and difficulty, one thing and another, disappointment, sorrows? Lord, grant the grace of patience to us to wait upon Thee, Lord, helping us, Lord, to follow in Thy steps, Lord, concerning us. And so, Lord, be with us and help us, Lord, to inquire at Thy hand in all things that are before us, Lord, the difficult things, the hard things, the things, Lord, which we need grace and wisdom, Lord, and it isn't in ourselves to know and to discover. Help us, Lord, to commit our whole cause unto Thee, Lord. Work in us and upon us by Thy Spirit and power, Lord. And do keep us, Lord, close to Thee as we journey on, Lord. Many enemies, the right hand, the left hand, Lord. Evil and wickedness, Lord, on every side, Lord. Antichrist everywhere, Lord. All about us, Lord, and in the world at large, Lord. Antichrist. Very few, Lord, serve Thee and worship at Thy feet, Lord. This nation of ours, Lord, that have departed from Thee and turned their back upon Thee, Lord. Oh, the shame, Lord. Oh, that they are an abomination, Lord. In Thine eyes, we know it to be so, Lord. They blaspheme Thy word, blaspheme Thy name, blaspheme Thy day. Oh, Lord, we do pray. May grace reign through righteousness in this land of ours again. We pray Thee, Lord. Oh, do come, Lord, into this nation of ours, Lord. That we call upon Thee, Lord, because Thou alone art able to turn us. Turn us again, O Lord, and we shall be turned. O Lord, put faithful men and women into government, Lord, those that fear Thy name, Lord. O Lord, we do pray for Thy mercy to come upon us. Think of Thy little flock, Lord. Thy little remnant, Lord, in the midst. Think of the faithful ones, Lord. Those who seek to be found at Thy feet, Lord, and that would seek to honour Thee, Lord, and serve Thee and keep Thy word and Thy sayings in their hearts, Lord. Think of them, Lord, and come to us, Lord. Revive Thy work in the midst of the years, Lord, and in the midst of the years make known, and in wrath, remember mercy, Lord. So do come, Lord, we pray. We beg of Thee, Lord. And we pray for each, Lord, that unable now to attend this evening hour. Draw near to them where they are, Lord. Their needs, Lord. Those that keep families, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that they may seek Thy presence, Lord. But be with them, Lord, and keep them and preserve them. We pray for those in the path of trial and afflictions, Lord, that Thou wouldest be pleased to undertake for them, Lord. Help them to find, Lord, the blessing of that hymn that we sang this morning, a hiding place in Jesus, through all the storms of life, the troubles and the trials. Oh, a hiding place in Jesus, a place for the poor soul to find comfort, to resort to. Oh, the rock of ages which remains unmoving, always there, always standing for the poor soul. Something to rest upon and lean upon. The rock Christ Jesus. A high tower to which the righteous runneth into it and is safe. O Lord, help Thy people to resort to that place. and that the eternal God is their refuge, and underneath the everlasting arms, oh, whatsoever the troubles and the trials and the afflictions and the infirmities of thy people, those arms are always there, always beneath, always holding up, always supporting. Oh, do come, Lord, and strengthen thy poor people, Lord, in the way. May they prove, Lord, that their path indeed is a path sanctified through thy grace. Sanctify it to them, Lord, that there may be those all things in their path that work together for good, to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Be with thy church and people here, Lord, the members, the deacons, the congregation, Lord, committing each and every one unto thee, Lord. Look down in thy favour upon them. Bless them under the word, the gospel preach, Lord. And we do pray, help each and every one of thy sent servants that stand forth in thy name in this pulpit, helping them to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Be with us now, Lord, in the remainder of this service. Help thy servant to speak in thy name. Give him words to say, Lord. Teach him by thy Spirit, Lord. And do pray, open the hearts of thy people as thou didst open the heart of Lydia, Lord, that thy word may come with spirit and power into their souls. Lord, that is what we want today, Lord. Oh, do come and work in and upon us each, we pray thee, Lord, and we pray for the glory of thy name in the midst of us. We ask these mercies in and through the precious name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 626, sinners who on Jesus rest must eternally be blessed. All Jehovah's love can give, they from Jesus shall receive. 626.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 44, by way of a text reading from verse 5. Prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 44, reading from verse 5. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. We read together in the previous chapter the solemn truth of the children of Israel, that they turned their back upon the Lord, worshipped idols, backslidden. Verse 23, thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. The solemn truth that they had turned their back upon the true worship of the Lord their God, and the Lord had promised his judgment upon them. For all their sins and iniquities, thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. Have we wearied God with our iniquities, dear friends? Have we wearied God with our iniquities? May the Lord bring us to that place, to come before him in true humbleness and meekness. The children of Israel did not so. Confess and repent our sins and iniquities. The great blessing and the great mercy following that truth is this: I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. There is mercy, dear friends, for the sin-afflicted sinner. Mercy with our God. And he is rich in mercy. Before that we can please God, sin must be put from us. Sin has separated us from our God. That sin that is in us by nature, conceived in sin, come forth from the womb speaking lies. However can it be put away? However can it be dealt with? We come to the words of our text. One shall say, I am the Lord's. Oh, dear friends, there's a miracle here. All our sins, our mass corruptions, our crimes, the evil of our hearts, the whole wretchedness of our condition by nature, our alienation from God. And yet this truth, one shall say, I am the Lord's. However could it come to pass? I have been a little bit tried as to how to open up this word, I admit, and I hope that the Lord will lead me into it. We because I was dead in trespasses and in sins. I was far from God, born in sin, found in this world, quite comfortable, quite pleased, content. Everything seemed to be going well. Reasonable amount of prosperity. Nothing to worry about, nothing really to be concerned about. Getting on well. How very solemn it is to be found in such a place as that. That is where I was. Finding my own way through this world here below, following the dictates of my own heart, following my own course. But my greatest mercy was this. There was an overruling hand. And I wish to open up these words in such a manner as this. That yes, whilst I lived in foolishness and folly, and yet this truth belonged to me. And it belonged to every one of the Lord's dear people. One shall say, I am the Lord's. How could it be? How could it ever be possible? Never thought about the Lord. Went to his house of prayer, went to worship, yes. But dear friends, I mentioned this morning about going in and out of the door, like the door upon its hinges. Very solemnly, that was my course. Indifferent, careless. One shall say, I am the Lord. Still in all these things, I was the Lord's. I was the Lord's. How could it be? I couldn't say that I was the Lord's then, but I know now afterwards that I was the Lord's. Why? He loved me and chose me. He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me not, withstanding all. Yes. And in that sense of the word, I can say this and repeat it time and time again. One shall say, I am the Lord's. Because it has been shown to me that I was loved of God, chosen of God. And whilst I continued in my sins, he loved me with an everlasting love. That love could never alter. It was in Jesus. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. Immutable love. Unchanging love. The mercy. And through that, I can say, one shall say, I am the Lord's. And he made a covenant in respect of me. And every one of his dear people, he made a covenant. And it was a covenant ordered in all things and sure. It was a covenant of peace that was made for me. David understood it. covenant, ordered in all things and sure, that God made an everlasting covenant, a covenant of grace in respect of me and the whole of his church. And that I should be sealed up and contained within that covenant. He wrote my name in heaven, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Jesus bid his disciples to rejoice that your names are written in heaven. One shall say, I am the Lord's. That name could never be erased. Every name written in heaven, in the Lamb's Book of Life. A name that could never be rubbed out. Why? Because it must abide there forever. And it was a covenant of peace. I thought I had peace here below. I was content, happy. But no, a covenant of peace was made for me. It isn't a peace in this world. It isn't a peace in present things. It isn't a peace, dear friends, in the comfortable things of our life. No, that is no peace. The world may have that peace. Oh, but he made a covenant of peace for me and for all of his dear people. And one shall say, in respect of that covenant of peace, I am the Lord's. And he gave me to Jesus. In that covenant he gave me to Jesus. And 'tis Jesus that sealed my name inside of that covenant. And it is Jesus that came and undertook all the blessings that were contained in the covenant of grace, salvation and redemption. And in respect of that, one shall say, I am the Lord's. Why? Because what the Lord has done, dear friends, could never fail. No, it could never fail. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, the word says. Oh. And then this, dear friend, this truth, in respect of this covenant, ordered in all things and sure, he sent his dearly beloved Son into this world, his incarnation into this world. Sent him, who for? For this one here. One shall say, I am the Lord's. Sent him for this one. Isn't that a wonderful truth? It is, dear friends. And see the Lord, the eternal and dearly beloved Son of God, came down in a nature like mine, like yours. Except sin, or the deepest humiliation, departed from his glory, put it beneath the form of human flesh. Sent his dearly beloved Son. For this one here, one shall say, I am the Lord's. And we know those things that Jesus came and suffered and endured. But we particularly think of Gethsemane and the cross. One shall say, I am the Lord's. Because every name written in the Lamb's Book of Life was inscribed upon the breast of the dear Lord Jesus. And Jesus, in all his agonies, Jesus, sweating great drops of blood, Jesus, thinking and looking upon everyone whom he should suffer, bleed and die for in Gethsemane's garden. Those great drops of blood was for every one of them. These. And one shall say, I am the Lord's. And he went forth to Calvary. The crown of thorns, the wicked hands, the stripes upon his back, the wounds, the bruises, the nails that pierced his body, the agonies of the cross, the crucifixion. One so forlorn, one indeed, who suffered so cruelly. For who? And one shall say, I am the Lord's. And he laid down his life in the wounds with his love, in the nails was his love, in the crown of thorns was his love, the wicked hands was his love, the cross of Christ, love, love, love for this one. And one shall say, I am the Lord's. What he suffered, what he endured, what he passed through. But it was for his people. It was for their sins. And that he should come and secure their salvation. And he came willingly, voluntarily, and lovingly. In a personal way. For this one. And one shall say, I am the Lord's. And he cried, it is finished. This one safe. Secured. Redeemed. Even then upon the cross. The whole church. Everyone. Redeemed and saved in that moment when he cried, it is finished. And then, dear friends, the gospel was preached first at Jerusalem and then to the four corners of the earth. The gospel was preached so that each and every one whom Jesus suffered, bled and died for should be brought into the blessing of redeeming love and blood. And the gospel was preached. And it was preached into my soul. And it will be preached into the soul of everyone here. The gospel holds good news. And the blessedness of Father, Son and Spirit, the Trinity of persons, all in harmony together, the salvation of the soul. And the Lord met with me, and he will meet with everyone here. Or it will be so. He must needs go through Samaria. Oh, he must needs go through Samaria. Not one could ever be lost. Not one could ever perish. No. How is that, dear friends? Oh, they must all come into the blessedness of salvation in Jesus. And one shall say, I am the Lord's. That hymn that we've just sung together had much to say in respect of this, didn't it? Very much to say. But then the Spirit of the Lord, convinced and convicted of sin. This is the work of the Trinity of Persons, that there should never be any failure in those whom God loved eternally. He sent his dearly beloved Son to show them his love. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, to whomsoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord came, troubled me and burdened me over my sins, and everyone here, one shall say, I am the Lord's, because he laid me low, because he emptied me out, because he brought me to nothing, because he showed me my sins and iniquities, the evil of my heart, the wickedness that was lying within me. He afflicted me. And he will everyone here. One shall say, I am the Lord's, because he came to me. He troubled my soul about my sins and iniquities. And he will trouble everyone in respect of sin. And he knows what measure of grace to show. That everyone here shall be brought to this truth, and one shall say, I am the Lord's. He laid me low. And one shall say, I am the Lord's. He gave me repentance. Oh, that wonderful grace. Oh, he showed to me that there was a way whereby all my sins could be pardoned. Oh, and one shall say, I am the Lord's, because he led me forth, the Spirit, in faith to Jesus and his cross. And I, if I be lifted up above the earth, will draw all men unto me. And we can see the word that we spake of this morning. Those whom thou hast given me, Jesus said, those whom thou hast given me, they will come to me. And they, and one shall say, I am the Lord's. And oh dear friends, come to the fountain of his precious blood, that fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Oh, that place that was just suited for the sin-burdened sinner. Oh, there was no place like that, dear friends. No place like the river of Christ's blood. My only hope, my only trust in what he came to do for me and for everyone here. And one shall say, I am the Lord's, because he forgave me and pardoned all my sins. He says, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Ah, dear friends, and one shall say, I am the Lord's. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Blotted out a thick cloud, the mass of my sins. And everyone here, one shall say, I am the Lord's. Purchased by his precious blood, I belong to him. He owns me, and I want him to own me. I want to feel his love more and more. Why? Because one shall say, I am the Lord's. A miracle of grace. And one shall say, I am the Lord's. You came to save me in a real and personal way and delivered me, set me free from all my sins, brought me into the liberty of the gospel. Precious truth. What it is to be set free, dear friends. One shall say, I am the Lord's. What a blessed truth. And then one shall say, I am the Lord's. He's watched over me. He's preserved me. He's kept me. He's brought me thus far. One shall say, I am the Lord's. Because, dear friends, he's that one who purchased me with his blood. A peculiar people to him. The treasure of his heart. Dear friends, he laid down his life, you see, for me and for each one here. And he's kept me and preserved me and brought me thus far. And one shall say, I am the Lord's. I belong to him. He's been with me in all my path, in all my goings forth. He's been with me in all the difficult times, the hard times. He's helped me, he's supported me, strengthened me. Once you'll say, I am the Lord's, who else could do it? Who else can bring comfort and peace to the soul of a poor, afflicted sinner, a tried sinner? One brought to pass in paths of darkness, things that they don't understand in their lives, which has been so unto me. But the Lord has come to me with his word. You see, and he has helped me to continue. One shall say, I am the Lord's. He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You see, and by that one can say, I am the Lord's. I am the Lord's because he has promised never to leave me nor forsake me. He owns me. And I'm able to say from time to time when he visits my poor soul, my beloved is mine and I am his. One can say, I am the Lord's. Because he softens my heart towards him. He humbles me. He brings me to see that he is my all and everything. And without him I can do nothing. One shall say, I am the Lord's. One shall say, I am the Lord's. Each and every morning that I arise, I pray to the Lord. And thank him for bringing me to another day. But I thank him that I belong to him. And I ask him to bring me through another day. To keep me faithful to him. To honour him and to serve him. And to worship him. And to give glory to him. And one shall say, I am the Lord's. And I come to the close of a day. And I see his faithfulness because he has come and shown himself that one to preserve me, that one to keep me, that one to lead me into pastures fresh and green during the day. He has lifted my heart above all inferior things here below that I might think upon him and seek him and draw near to him and have more union and communion with him. And he does it, he does it. One shall say, I am the Lord's. He does visit, you see. What a mercy I am. One can say, I am the Lord's. When you think of that mercy, he knew everyone whom he suffered, bled and died for. He knows them all by name, dear friends. Every one of them. Their names are written in heaven. One shall say, I am the Lord's. And he has given to me precious promises. and times and seasons when the Holy Spirit will take his word and apply them to me, I'm blessed by them. Because he hath said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. And my hope is in it. My trust is in it. My all is in it. He has prepared a place for me. I know he has. He has told me. And I wait upon him. I don't know when he will bring me there. But I know that I shall see him and behold him as he is. One shall say, I am the Lord's. You see what precious blood, infinite blood can do, dear friends. Cleanse and heal and sanctify and separate and bring unto God. Bring to heaven. And none shall fail to come there that are the purchase of his blood. No. It was his promise to give them everlasting life, that none should perish, and they will come there. Oh, dear friends, can we say this? And one shall say, I am the Lord's. Can we say it, dear friends? It's needful. It's so important. The most important thing. One shall say, I am the Lord's. Oh, he continues to meet with me and give me tokens of his love. He brings me into his banqueting house and his banner over me is love. Have we had those further tokens under the preached word? A visit from the Lord. One shall say, I am the Lord's. And dear friends, that will be thus to the end of our days. One shall say, I am the Lord's. We may not always be found in the comfort of it. We meet with many opposites, paths of trial and difficulty. We hardly at times are unable to behold him and to see him in our way and path. But dear friends, he's always the same. Constant and true, the friend of sinners, one that will never fail his people and one that will never let them down, one that will never forget them. No, they cost him too much. One shall say, I am the Lord's. What a mercy it is to be under divine ownership. Great mercy. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. What could this mean? Well, there are one or two thoughts in respect of this. By the name of Jacob. Jacob was blessed. He was blessed when the Lord appeared to him. When he dreamed that dream of the ladder raised up from earth to heaven. And all this truth in respect of Jacob. Remember that Jacob was that one who was chosen of the Lord. One of the Lord's dear people. Precious truth was given to Jacob. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee in all places whither thou goest. Oh, it was that seed of promise. Jacob was blessed under that seed of promise. His faith was fixed upon the blessedness of he that should come, even Jesus. That was the seed of promise. And that is the blessing that belongs to every one of the Lord's dear people, these here. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. Oh, Jacob's his peculiar people, a people unto the Lord. And what a mercy it is, indeed, to be a Jacobite. To be one so favoured and blessed, and to be owned of the Lord, for the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. Oh, dear friends. And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, one of that seed, one indeed who was so favoured and blessed, a spiritual seed. And to be found one of that little company of chosen ones, a peculiar people unto the Lord himself, graciously blessed, dear friends, to have this connection with Jacob. Jacob looked by faith to him that should come. We are now able to look back to the blessing that he did come. And what is the mercy in respect of that? Well, it is in the word, dear friends, when Jesus came into the world. And the angel spake unto Mary, he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Oh, to be a Jacobite, reign over his house forever. Oh, dear friends, do we know what that is? He rules and reigns over his people. He rules and reigns in their hearts by faith and his spirit. Oh, he rules for them in heaven's high court above. Oh, to be found in this house of Jacob, spiritual house, a holy people unto the Lord. And then Jacob, wasn't he a praying man? Oh, what a mercy it is to be a Jacob. He wrestled with God, didn't he? He had power with God. And this is the blessing and the mercy. And so the Lord's dear people have power with God. They're kings and priests unto him. They have power with him. These poor weaklings have power with God. They venture to him, to the throne of grace, just as Jacob did in the troubles that he was in. And this is the blessing that belongs to us today, dear friends, being a Jacobite. Notice Jacob. I am worthy of the least of all the mercy and truth. Dear friends, that would be our prayer all our life long. Unworthy, Lord. Unworthy. He said, and now I am become too bad. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidst, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed as the sand of the sea. Oh, he took the promise that the Lord gave to him, that in his seed. Oh, dear friend, do we take the promises of the Lord to the Lord again? Do we plead them? Oh, to be a Jacobite. The Lord heard him. What a mercy it is to be a praying man and a praying woman. Great mercy. And then we have another truth with Jacob. Wonderful truth. Come to his dying day. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, fed me, ruled and reigned over me. Ah, what a mercy to be one of these Jacobites. You see. And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. Isn't it the Lord that is in every part of our lives? Isn't it he that rules and reigns in and for each one of his dear people? It is. Has he ever made a mistake? Jacob came to one pitch in his life, dear friends, when all these things were against him, and they weren't, they were all for him. Because the Lord was on his side all the time. And then he's able to come with this word here. Which hath fed me all my life long unto this day. Meaning, this word fed means ruled. And dear friends, the Lord is the shepherd of his sheep, isn't he? He is ruled, reigned, led, guided, everything, dear friends, protected, defended, all my life long. We can say that thus far, can we not? And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. You see, Jacob's God is our God. What a mercy. And another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord. What is it to subscribe with the hand? It means to write, doesn't it? To subscribe to the Lord. To own him. To come into agreements with him. Subscribe to him. Own him to be ours. That was the truth with the words that dear woman spake of the Lord, the woman of Samaria. She subscribed to the Lord. She said, come and see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She subscribed to him with her hand. Something that he'd done was written in her heart, dear friends. It was unmistakable. A sure evidence. She subscribed. The wonderment of what Jesus had done for her. And she subscribed to his name. Saul of Tarsus subscribed to his name. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Oh, that sinful, wicked, evil man, changed in a moment. He subscribed to the Lord. The Ethiopian eunuch subscribed to the Lord. What hindereth me to be baptized? If thou believest with all thine heart, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Philip opened up to him the 53rd of Isaiah. And dear friends, he was blessed in his soul. And he had to subscribe to that work of grace done in the soul. And what else is it to subscribe, dear friends? To come into fellowship. To profess his name, what he has done for thy soul. It's subscribing to him. That he has done is fixed in the heart and must be told out, you see. Oh, it must. And another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord. And then, dear friends, we will be subscribing all our days, bearing testimony to the Lord and to what he has done for us, subscribing to him. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. They were subscribing to him. They were speaking of the things that Jesus had done for them. They were speaking of the deliverances that he had wrought for them. They were speaking of those things that he had done in their salvation. And what he had done and reserved for them in heaven. They were subscribing to the Lord. And it was written in their hearts, dear friends. It had to be spoken of. It was an evidence. Oh, have we got these evidences? And surname himself by the name of Israel. This again is the seed of promise, the spiritual seed of the Lord. Surname himself by the name of Israel. And it means, dear friends, to be called, as it were, a Christian. Surname himself. It's a name that we never held before. But it's a surname. Israel. Favoured of the Lord. A spiritual seed, a seed of promise. Oh, this is the blessing and the mercy. And surname himself by the name of Israel. Doesn't mean to say, dear friends, that we do it of our own accord. Name himself and another shall subscribe himself with his hand. No. This is what grace has done. Grace in the soul. Dear friends, grace. Surname himself. They're naming themselves with the people of God. Oh, what a glorious harmony and union there is in respect of these few that gather together and call themselves the Lord's people. Oh, it is a wonderful truth, dear friends. But our time has gone. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and I pray that this may be the portion of everyone that attends here, that one shall say, I am the Lord's. I believe this to be one of the most important witnesses and testimonies. We've read the word together, haven't we? Ye are my witnesses. Ye are even my witnesses. And dear friends, may we know that witness in our souls. This witness, one shall say, I am the Lord's. Dear friends, what the Lord has done and wrought in us can never be removed from us. Have we got the witness of Christ's sufferings and death in our poor souls? Then, dear friends, it will take us to heaven. It will. Heaven will be our assured allot. One shall say, I am the Lord, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord and surname himself by the name of Israel. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £640, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Stephen Hyde next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 991. Emptied of earth thy fame would be, the world, myself, and all but thee, only reserved for Christ that died, surrendered to the crucified. 991.
that thou wilt own and bless the services of thy house this day to the glory of thy name. Do pray that the seekers may be finders, that they may find that pearl of great price and take ownership of it. Oh, we do pray, Lord, for the salvation of sinners. Pardon and forgive everything that has been amiss and sinful with us. Take us each to our homes in peace and safety. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.